A multi-agency public safety team has begun detonating explosive materials found at a Fairbanks residence. The operation is happening outside a home where Dane Kopanen was injured in a blast earlier this month. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Authorities have released little information about the case since the January 10th blast at the Chena Ridge home sent 20-year-old Dane Kopanen to a Seattle hospital with burns. State Trooper Director Colonel Audie Holloway says Dane Kopanen's residence is cluttered with containers of chemicals, and not all have been identified, but it appears he was making explosives.
It doesn't appear that there was, you know, any intent to hurt anybody, but the construction of some of these things may put many people at risk.
The home where the explosives are is on a large piece of land, but the borough notified residents within a 1 square mile area using a reverse 911 system about the detonation disposal operation. Holloway reported the effort to be moving along successfully Wednesday morning.
We moved one item out and blew it up, and that worked just fine. So we're hoping to continue that through the rest of the day. It's going to really depend on how slowly they have to move and how much stuff that we uncover as we go through. The place is very cluttered. So it may be that we find more stuff. We're not sure. We're trying to get it all out of there.
At a Fairbanks press conference, Holloway said state and federal agencies, including the FBI, ATF, and an ordnance disposal team from Eielson Air Force Base, as well as a robot, were involved in the operation. Holloway would not say what chemicals they're dealing with, but the borough previously identified some, including fertilizer, battery acid, and ethanol. Holloway said the removal and detonation process was being carried out in a slow and deliberate manner, and it wasn't clear how long it would take.
We're erring on the side of caution, because you know you can't just look at something in a bottle and tell what it is. We do know that we, from the information we've learned in the investigation, that we have to be careful with a lot of stuff in there, because there was just a lot of. He was very active.
Holloway says weapons-related charges are likely to be filed against Kopanen. He says Kopanen, the grandson of former state legislator Nilo Kopanen, is cooperating with authorities in the investigation. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.